closed up, that we say the locher is the yamama. We learned tumah by kas v'yelo, by kas v'yaredis. That the tumah miyada nice there, the tumah shoots up all the way, and the tumah shoots downwards all the way. These are lochers of tumah. But v'ilu gabe negiyah, what's the locher if you touch your nice stuff, you touch it? On Rav Yehuda, we learn like this. V'ilu gabe negiyah, on Rav Yehuda, Tanya, we learned. The pasuk says, kol hanageya bi'etzem oy v'chalal. If somebody touches a bone or touches a mace. So bi'etzem, what do you mean if you touch the bone? Ze'etzem kaseira. If you touch the bone the size of a barley, you become tummy. Oy v'chalal, what does it mean you touch the mace itself, the dead body? Ze'eiver, an eiver, an echla min achai, that came out of the mace. V'ein bor l'hala sarucha. This is Rosh Lakish's prayer. If you have an eiver that does not have enough meat on it, that it will not be able to live, still, if you touch it now, you become tummy. That is the chiddush of Rosh Lakish, that here the pasuk megala, if you have an eiver min achai even, and it doesn't have enough meat on it, still if you touch it, you become tummy. Oy b'meis, zeh eiver min nechla min ameis, an eiver that came off the meis. Oy b'keber, Rosh Lakish, zeh keber shlefnei adibur. You know, hi eiver min ameis take a dummy. What's the case of the eiver min ameis? Idi is b'yetzim kaseira, hanun negei b'yetzim. El the less my yesim kaseira. The filochem rabia. So here's the right to Rosh Lakish. Even though you have an aver that does not have a bone the size of a barley, still if you touch it, you become tummy. Amalach Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says back, oh no. Liyolam the yispe. I'd rather be talking about that aver has a bone. For the mar of Yemen, when you lamago, to no when you lamasa. True. For maga, we don't need the pasuk because we know already if you touch a bone, you become tummy. But the chiddush here is if you carry it, if you lift it up, you also become tummy. So that's the machlokes of Yechon and Rosh Lakish. Yehon daf nun dalu amar aleph. Again, we're middle of dashing these psukim, the pshat in Rosh Lakish. The Rosh Lakish says if you touch an eiver from a mace that doesn't have an etzem kisera, still you become tamei. So the question was, if there's no etzem there, the bone is not the size of a barley, so why do you become tamei? So he answered Rosh Lakish dashing the pasuk. So Gemara says, the Eno second line, Vilo gab benigiyah, nagidalochas of nagay, if you touch a mace, it's like this. Amri Rav Yehuda, Tanya went on like this. The pasuk says, kol hanageya, bi'etzem oy bechalal. Whoever touches a bone, or the halal, the mace itself. So we dash it from this pasuk, bi'etzem. What does the pasuk mean if you touch the bone of a mace? Ze'etzem kisera. If you touch a bone the size of a barley from a mace, if that's how big, even though the bone is that small, still you become tamei. You have tumas mace. If you touch it. Then, oy bechalal, what does the pasuk mean, oy bechalal? Ze eiver hanechla menachai, means that you have a limb that came off from a chai, from a live person. But now that it came off him, it also has tumah of a mace, it also has tumah to it. And even a chiddush v'yein bar lahalas harucha, even though there's not enough meat on this limb, that the limb would be able to live if it would have been attached to the body, still, lamaise, if you touch this limb now, you become tummy. Then the pasuk says, oy b'mace. What does the pasuk mean, oy b'mace, you touch a mace? Ze eiver hanechla min ha-mace. That means an eiver that came out, came off from a mace. Oy b'kever, what does oy b'kever mean? Or is in the grave? On the Rosh Lakish, ze kever shnefnei adibur. Come to teach us that the kvarim that was there, the koy de matan Torah, has tumor on it. But even though acha matan Torah, the locher is goyim, don't have any tumor on them, but I call upon him the kvarim that were there from before matan Torah, that's the chiddush of the yah tamei. That's what he says. That's the chiddush of koy de matan Torah. That the kvaris that were there are what are tummy. Our co-pon of the Gemara speaks out now, hi, eivim min ameis hechidami. Like, what's the chiddush from this pasuk, oy b'meis, that we're dashing if you touch an eivim from a mace, you become tummy. What is the pasuk talking about? Hechidami, what is it talking about? Idi is be'etzem kisaira, if in this part of the limb of the mace, there's a bone, well, limb always has to have a bone inside it. See if the bone there is as big as a sir, as big as a barley. Idi is be'etzem kisaira, hainu hanagei be'etzem. What do you have to have the chiddush that has a shame limb on it, an eiver, you're touching the bone. Forget about the limb, the eiver. But you're touching a bone, that's the lach. If you touch a bone from a mace, as long as it's the size of a barley, you become tamei. So what do I need a pasuk for? If you touch the whole eiver, pshiti you become tamei. Forget about the eiver, you have the bone there. Elamai, the pasuk has to be talking about the less beyetzim kisera, that this limb, you're touching a limb that came off a mace, even though the bone inside it is smaller than the size of a barley, still the Torah says that you become tamei if you touch it. This is the raya to Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish holds if you touch an eiver from a mace, even though there's no bone there the size of a barley, still you become tamei. Forget about the bone, you become tamei because you're touching an eiver from a mace. And that's this pasuk here, that the Rachmana Rabbi, the Torah is marba, includes it. Omalach Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon answers back, no. So Rabbi Yechon before said, you're not tamei. Rabbi Yechon says, if you touch an eiver that doesn't have an etzem kisari, you don't become tamei. So what does Rabbi Yechon do with the pasuk? Omalach Rabbi Yechonon, li'oilam di'ispei. No, the pasuk now that says, oi b'meis, that we darshin a eiver from a mace, is talking about that there is a bone inside it, the size of a barley. So then the question is, pshita you become tamei if you touch it. What do I need a pasuk for? It's not worse than a regular bone. So the Torah says, v'yimeinu inyan l'magoi, if you don't need it, this pasuk of an eiver min hameis for touching it, because that I know it's not better, it's not worse than a bone, is to nuinyan l'maso, so the chiddush of the pasuk is teach me that there's a tumas masa. Not only if you touch it, but even if you just lift, it's lifted up because of you. Even though there's some mechidia, it's some clothing touching it, if it's up because of you, that's masa. It's being carried because of you, you also become tummy. Even though you're not actually touching the aver itself. So that's what the pasuk got to say again, Eber Meis, to teach me that if you're masa, you carry it, you also become tummy. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's only if there's the etzem kisaira. And according to Resh Lakish, even though there's no bone the size of a seira, still you become tummy. But then the Mishnah says, in a case where a nausea did become tummy, he touched a mace, one of these tummies that has matama the mace, so locher is umaze bashlishu bashri. On the third day and on the seventh day, they have to be mazeh the mechatis upon the nazir. That's the only way you become tor from tumas mace. It's not worse than anybody. Anybody that touched a mace, the only way you become tor is they sprinkle on you the mechatis on the third day and on the seventh day. And then the Mishnah says the Seifa, that when you did come in contact with the mace, the days you counted so far fall away, a Seifa, and you have to start over again. See, Boilu, you have a question like this. Ho diktona yachi yitor. That's what the Mishnah says, that you can't start over again until you become tor. Bashvi koi. Does it mean on the seventh day, Adiyara Herashemish, until it comes the evening of the seventh day? So in other words, the seventh day itself, that day, you could start counting for your new Naziris. Therefore, Mani Rebelezi, I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rebelezi, that we had before, Rebelezi was the one that said that you could start counting your Naziris Taira on the seventh day itself. The seventh day itself, it's the seventh day itself helps. We have before on Taf Yud Chesam Abayz that he says Maschil Amoyne Miyad Tirusha Maschil Amoyne Mishvi. Can appreciate some places says that according to Rebbe Lezer, the Nazir that was Tomei when he becomes Tori after he goes to the Mikvah, like on the seventh day, that's the beginning of his new Naziris. So the seventh day is the first day of his Naziris. That's according to Rebbe Lezer. So is that what our Mishnah means? I do, maybe no. Maybe our Mishnah means Bishmini Koi. The Mishnah means on the eighth day. When he brings his Kabonis, that's the day he starts counting his new Naziris. Umani, Bishmini Koi, Umayachi Tor. What does the Mishnah mean that you start counting when you become Tor? It means Atshayovi Kabonisov. That after the Nazir brings his Kabonis on the eighth day, that's when he can start counting his new Naziris. Umani Rabbanhi. Then who does our Mishnah here go like? Like the Rabbanan over there? Now the other Rabbanan said, we dashed in the pasuk before, v'kiddush roishoy, that means v'yoymu, v'yoym avoy is kabanaisov. But according to the Rabbanan, it's the day they bring us korban, that's the day he starts counting his new naziris. That's the question, what was the pshar in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Toshima coming here. Mi diktoni seifa. Since in the next Mishnah it says, the next Mishnah talks about cases where the nazir becomes tamei, but it's not seifa. He doesn't have to start over again. So there it says, Maschil Amoyne Miyad, As soon as she becomes tor, right away you can start counting. Mashma the seventh day. If so, her reisha, mayachi tor. The reisha, the Al Mishnah now we just learned doesn't say miyad. It says achi yitor. He has to wait until he becomes tor. So what does Al Mishnah mean? Achi yovi kabinaisov. That Al Mishnah means that the nazir that was tamei cannot start his new naziris until the eighth day, until he brings his kabonas, then he can start counting over again. Omani rabbonin he. Therefore, our Mishnah goes according to the rabbonin's shita. The yamri that they say naziris detaira achmi nilechayla. That they say a nazir that was tamei, when can he start counting over again like his new naziris now naziris detaira? He has to wait until the eighth day. That's Pshat now Mishnah over here, that you have to wait till the eighth day, then you can start counting over again. So the first Mishnah was talking about the if a nazir becomes tamei, that it's seiser, that he has to start over again. Now the Mishnah says, Avol ha-sichachos. Let's say he becomes tamei through sichachos. That we'll see in the Gemara, a tree that's overlapping a mace, and you go under one of the branches. So it's only a suffix if you become tamei or not, it's only with the rabbanin. So therefore, if you are a nazir, true, you become tamei, but it's not tzaisi in naziris. You don't have to start counting over again. They have proyis, also the same type of a thing. If you have a gate, that there are stones sticking out, and there's a mace under one of them, and you walked under them, it's only a suffix if you're tamei or not, so a nazir is not megaleich, he does not have to start as naziris over again. Same thing with beis hapras. That's only a tumim of the rabbonin. The Torah says that means a soda shenechrash by kever. There was a field there, that there was a mace buried there, and they plowed up the field. Some of the rabbonin, for 100 amos, the chamim wachoshed, maybe the machrisha, maybe the plow, pulled up a bone and made a bone go on top of the ground. So that's only a tumim of the rabbonin. So therefore, if a nazir goes over based on pras, even though he becomes tamei, but he does not have to start over again his naziris. Another type of a tumor is the Eretz Amin. If you go out of Eretz Yisrael into any Goyish land outside Eretz Yisrael, it has tumes Eretz Amin. You become tamei. But still a nazir is not megaleich. A nazir does not have to start over again. Since it's only a tumor with the rabbonin will not negate to a nazir. V'ha goylel v'ha doifik. If a nazir touches a goylel or a doifik, the same thing, he does not have to start over again his nazirus. So what exactly is the girdle and the doifik? It's a machlekas Rashi and Taisvis. The Taisvis brings down Pirish Rashi per Akamadik Subis. Girdle's the kisa yoren. That's the cover of the coffin itself. The doifik who doifin shots dadim. That's the sides of the coffin. That's what girdle of a doifik means. Either the top of the coffin or the sides of the coffin. That's Rashi's chant. Taisvis doesn't like this because the Moradashins are pnei hasadim, what's on top of the fields. That's the rabba's girdle of a doifik. Mashma the Galuyin Hain. Mashma, they're on top of the fields. See if it means the coffin itself you put inside the ground. Therefore, what Rabbeinu Tam learns, the girdle, that's the matseva. The matseva that you put on top of the kever, that has tumma, that's the chiddush that has tumma sameis also. The doifik, that's avonim shah matseva nishenes bim. That's the stones that keep up the matseva. So therefore, it has tumma. But still, if a nazir comes in contact with it, it's not seiser as naziris. He does not have to start counting over again. Then a revius dam of oil. If there's only a revius of dam in the room, and a nazir is in the same room with the revius of dam, even though we had before you become tamei, it has tumas meis, but not for a nazir. A nazir does not have to start over again his naziris. For roiva at somis, the same thing in the room. There's a roiva of a calf of bones from a mace, that there is tumas oil there, you do become tamei, but a nazir does not have to be negaleich. For the loch of a nazir, it's not soisrus naziris. The kelim and the gay in the mace. Who then, if you come in contact with kelim, with the utensils that touch the mace? So in the Gemara will see which utensils we're talking about. Because if it's a kli matchis, we had before kli matchis, when it touches the mace itself, it becomes tumma like the mace. It becomes a via voice atumma. So therefore, if a man would touch the sword that touched the mace, he would become an avatumma, he would become tummy. So we'll see, we're not talking about a metal kalim. We'll see in the Gemara. But if a nazir comes in contact with his kalim that touched the mace, again, he's not megaleich. Over yemei sipurei. In the case where a nazir was the became a metzora. So loch of a meis sipura means the days that he's counting. That means the nazir that became a nazir and became a metzora in between. So the Mishnah says be meis sipura be mei gomroi. The Tosafos explains bein yemei gomroi means the hainu yemei chalutoi shechli tula tuma. On nazir after the kohen pronounced that he's tamei, that's called his muchlat. That's called yemei gomroi that he was pronounced to be tamei. Obein yemei sipuroi, that means achra shehuchlat. After he's pronounced, the kohen calls him, he was tamei. For roa kohen vini near panega. And then later, finally, the nega goes away, and he goes back to the kohen. Or maybe tzipur mom galeich. So locha is when the nega starts to get better, he brings kabonis right away. Venichnas b'machna Yisrael, it could come back into the machna Yisrael. But v'yoshim chutzli oloi, he can't go into his own house. Shivas yomim. She'osa b'tashmish, he's also with his wife for 7 days. On the seventh day, he takes another haircut. And on the eighth day, he brings kabonis again. So these last 7 days are called Yimei Sipurei. Those are the last 7 days. So the kids are nozir that became a mitzvah. Where the story about Yimei Gomra means the days that is pronounced to be a vadai mitzvah. Or the days after the tzaras goes away that he's waiting to become Torah. Those days, al elu, ain't a nozir megaleich. Even though he's tummy then, but he does not have to take his haircut, that means it's not soyser. Only tumas meis is soyser by a nozir. But if a nozir comes, even if he himself becomes a mitzaras, true he's tummy, but that tum is not soyser as nazirus. He does not have to start over again. But all these cases though, he has to, at least the first cases, he has tumas meis on him. Therefore, mazah bashlishi vashri, we have to sprinkle on him from the mechatis, the third day and the seventh.